Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Here's the latest on the Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom situation. Are they breaking up or are they not breaking up? Well, depends on who you ask on the internet. Reports are saying that after months of increasing strain, exacerbated by the lukewarm reception to Katy's 143 album, mixed tour reviews, and that blue, they keep referencing that Blue Origin spaceflight. I was looking at some thread where it was like, I order lattes at a local Starbucks. That doesn't make me a barista. Like, she's not an astronaut because she went on a spaceship.
Oh, all right.
They're
sure.
All over.
It's unbelievable. And that's just like a lame example. There's so many. People are very funny, very clever.
You know what, though? This has to do with her PR, because mm-hmm. if Taylor, for example, went up into space, they'd be like, she's going to save us from all our problems.
She is an astronaut.
While she's out there.
Right.
She will absolutely find that new planet we're looking for and get us off this cradle into a new world that we haven't ruined yet.
Right. That we can, the future ruination.
Go Tay-Tay.
Thanks to the real estate girl.
Yeah, I think this was already going badly for her long before she decided to become an astronaut.
So they list all these things, including the Blue Origin spaceflight, and go on to say, page 6 says, the couple is, quote, pretty much done. Reportedly, in a couple of different things I looked at today, they have a plan to split in December after her Lifetimes tour wraps up, December of this year.
Okay.
Here's the quote from page 6. It's over. They're waiting till her tour is over before they split. Cosmo is saying that although things have been rocky with both supportive and exhausting moments, they're not at the point of no return and they are trying to work things out. Orlando recently appeared on The Tonight Show with his emotional support dog, Biggie Smalls, but made no mention of Katy. Another subtle hint. People are analyzing everything these guys say. Katy's been touring Australia with their daughter Daisy and was seen without her engagement ring, which fans spotted during shows and public appearances. So what it all means, breakup plans. It maybe they've made a joint decision to go their separate ways after the tour ends in December, which, by the way, when you're on tour, you've already gone your separate ways. Like, he's busy doing nighttime shows, talking about stuff he's got going on. She's on tour in Australia.
You know, though, I wonder if you're Katy Perry and he still has pretty good PR. He's still really handsome. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean for what, 3 movies?
Yeah,
I don't know what else he's done. Oh, he did the Lord of the Rings, right?
Legolas, right.
You know, maybe she might be like, you know, could you help a sister out? Mm. Could you remind everyone that you love me and that, you know, I'm actually a good person and...
Right.
You know, I'm out here trying to entertain people's asses off. And
yeah. Well, I was busy doing the dishes. I mean, I did invite you to.
I don't know. I wonder how that goes. Like, I don't know. Because I could see him being like, I'm not bringing her up.
Right.
She is.
And please don't ask me about her.
Yeah,
I get it. There's rumors. He's promoting something right now. I want to say he's got some project that's happening because he is on some talk shows. And this is a difficult time for him to be out. So because some people are very polite. The people who want you to come back, and they've got a long running show. And then there's other reporters who are like, what's going on with Katy? And by reporters, I mean paparazzi.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the bottom line is, as of right now, there are multiple sources saying that they are nearing a split, but there are still some out there who say, this is blown way out of proportion. Don't worry.
Is he a hot guy?
Yes.
You're into him?
No, but he is a hot guy.
He is,
Yes.
He's got a TV series, Orlando Bloom to the Edge, and the film The Cut.
Oh.
Where he also serves as producer. And they're saying he might come back to Pirates of the Caribbean franchise and possibly Lord of the Rings.
Another Lord of the Rings, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. With the use of AI de-aging technology.
Awesome.
LOL. It's actually kind of strange that he was on The Tonight Show because neither of these projects are happening right now. Like the TV show came out in April and that movie, I think, came out last year.
Oh.
So I wonder if it was supposed to be a PR thing just for him while all these rumors are swirling.
That is interesting because you would think right now you'd be kind of on lockdown. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
And, which show was this?
I don't know. Who was it?
It's called On the Edge or To the Edge.
Oh, no. The one that he went on.
The Tonight Show.
So that's in Fallon. New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Jimmy Fallon. Correct. He is actually, he's easy. Like, he's a guy who's not looking to be in a fight with anybody on it. He is very goofy and charming and never a hard-hitting question. So that's probably, and if they've got a relationship at all, maybe that was just like an easy thing where he could be like, I'm also doing these other things and look how happy and fine
I don't know what's going on in New York, and I'm sure Letterman had this, but I think Letterman would have had this. I know Leno used to have people he could call if someone dropped out. Right there in Burbank, people who live nearby,
yes,
who could just jump in their car and come be a guest on his show because he needed them.
Right.
And then
knew
his,
that they would work.
And his
right.
job was to pay them back, you know, whenever they sure. needed that as well. But I assume that's the case for Fallon as well. Like, he's probably got.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got the pick.
Hey, can you get in here?
Yeah, but I don't think Orlando Bloom is one of them. Like, they live in Santa Barbara.
Oh, maybe he's in New York doing something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
That's what I was thinking,
though.
Because
it does seem like an odd choice for him to be going on a late night talk show and then specifically not talking about Katie during all of this.
Right.
Hmm.
It's always fascinated me how Orlando Bloom's kind of irrelevant. He hasn't been in anything major in a really long time. And yet, whenever he's mentioned in the zeitgeist, it's always really positive. And people are like, oh, he's so hot. He's so cool.
He does have a very positive kind of public image. I agree with that.
And it seems like it's very separate from Katie.
Agreed. Yeah. Even in their relationship, there wasn't a ton of stuff about them as a couple.
Right.
Hmm. Anyway, and honestly, they're saying here he was recently on The Tonight Show. It is, honestly, we only started hearing about this. To me, I feel like last week is when I started hearing about them.
Yeah, it's the last couple weeks has been when it's been in the rags.
So maybe it was like early last week or the week before, like before everything started swirling. Because that's the only question anybody would be asking now. Anyway, there's an update. It's really, there's
June 11th is when he was on.
Oh, okay. So
not
like a week ago.
Yeah.
But I want to say it was like middle of last week. We started to hear started to smell the first smoke. And then yesterday was the first time I saw they're done.
That's weird.
I know.
I've heard this kind of I've heard there's competition among actors when one's career is red hot and the other's isn't.
Right. But these two do different things.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's interesting. even in that case where two people who are supposed to be in love aren't supportive of each other, if one's getting hot and the other's is cooling,
right,
you'd think they'd be like, it comes around, it's fine, it's all good.
Right.
Instead, it's, I'm jealous you have things going too good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Hollywood egos.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, and there's the money issue. She's worth $400 million net worth, and he is worth $40 million. Like, that's
an issue?
He'll be fine.
I don't know.
Maybe it is an issue. Who the hell knows? You know, if she's the one footing the bill for all the private jets, maybe she's all like, you know, could you kick down once in a while? I don't know. It does feel like they don't have money problems. Like, money's probably not the biggest issue going on there. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.